Yeah, that was my thought because, you know, white siding, of course, and some of the run is going to be along the siding. Just no way to get around that. So it would look better. All right, so you're going to go see John. Then tell John Tim said hi. Appreciate the information, Dakota. You have a good morning. NAWRO, after you, sir.
Not a problem. And if you need help or if you want to borrow my tools, I've got the crimper. I got the dies for RG8X and RG8U, which is also the same diameter as LMR 400. So I have the crimper for it. I don't have the splicer. That's another thing, or the stripper, I should say. If you want to make sure it's perfect, that's the only thing you got to get right is the splicing or the stripping, in my opinion. That's the hardest part. And they make these things at DXE that are like sleeves with blades in it set at the right depths and distances for the ends. So you basically clamp that on the end, twist it, and pull it off, and it's stripped ready to go. I just haven't forked out the cash for it. I think they're $40 to $50 for each different wire type. But if you're going to be doing a couple of them, it's probably worth the investment. And I will be sure to tell John you said hello, and I will hopefully be playing some HF for the next couple hours here. So if you got any questions or need any help with anything, feel free to reach out.